This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, 5,000 National Guardsmen removed from the Capitol and thrown into a garage. That story right after this short message.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
After the Capitol breach on January 6th, many states deployed 25,000 National Guard troops to protect the D.C. Capitol from further attacks leading up to the January 20th inauguration of President Joseph Biden. After reports of the troops' mistreatment drew national attention, lawmakers and government officials took action to remedy the situation. The troops had been stationed in the Senate cafeteria, but on Thursday, the day after the inauguration, the troops were forced to leave the Capitol for breaks during their 12-hour shifts and relocate to the bitter cold outdoors or into a nearby parking garage. National Guard spokesperson Major Matt Murphy told Politico, "As Congress is in session and increased foot traffic and business is being conducted, Capitol Police asked the troops to move their rest area." Quickly, photos of Guard members huddled together and sleeping on concrete parking garage floors went viral. One Maryland Guardsman lamented in a tweet, saying, "I've never in my entire career felt like I've been booted onto the curb and told, figure it out on your own." Up to 5,000 Guardsmen have been sharing one power outlet and one bathroom, and the garage doesn't have Wi-Fi or good cellular service. Reportedly, one Guardsman was nearly hit by a car. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas ordered his troops to return to their home state while tweeting that, "This is the most offensive thing that I have ever heard. No one should ever question the loyalty or professionalism of the Texas National Guard. I authorized more than 1,000 to go to D.C. I'll never do it again if they are disrespected like this." Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ordered his state's troops to return home as well. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle expressed their shock and outrage. Democrat Tammy Duckworth of Illinois tweeted in response to the Politico article, "Unreal. I can't believe that the same brave service members we've been asking to protect our Capitol and our Constitution these last 2 weeks would be unceremoniously ordered to vacate the building. I am demanding answers ASAP. They can use my office. I meant ASAP when I said it. Just made a number of calls and have been informed Capitol Police have apologized to the guardsmen and they will be allowed back into the complex tonight. I'll keep checking to make sure they are." Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa also posted that this was simply unacceptable and that, "You are always welcome in my office. As a former Iowa National Guard member, I know how hard it is to wear those boots. Thank you for your service every day." Freshman Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn took his response a step further than just Twitter. He got into his truck and personally delivered pizza to the troops. He shared a video of the special delivery and commented that, "I just visited the soldiers who have been abandoned and insulted by our leaders. I brought them pizza and told them that they can sleep in my office. No soldier will ever, ever sleep on a garage floor in the U.S. Capitol while I work in Congress. Our troops deserve better." Former President Donald Trump has offered the use of his D.C. hotel to the National Guard troops who were kicked out of the Capitol building. The Military Times updated their report late Thursday night, quoting one soldier who said, "Because of the massive backlash over this, we are now being allowed back into the Senate building. We're going to make a big show of marching back into the building." Several lawmakers have announced that they plan to investigate who is at fault for the, as Representative Peter Meyer puts it, disgraceful treatment. As of Friday morning, all the guardsmen and women have been relocated to space within the Capitol complex. The department is also working with the guard to reduce the need for sleeping accommodations by establishing shorter shifts and will ensure that they have access to comfortable accommodations they absolutely deserve when the need arises. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.